Welcome to Your Ability Podcast. This is the second of our short format podcasts with our special guest, Karen, who you hopefully will have heard talking very eloquently about menopause last time. The last short format podcast was probably slightly longer than a short format podcast, but we will endeavor to improve. Today is a really interesting topic that I have to confess I know very little about. And that's possibly because of some of the stigma around it. We're going to be talking about Crohn's and colitis. I did have a very brief look on our intranet page. There isn't any information about it at all. As a staff network following this podcast, we will try and collate some resources with Karen's help. And we'll post that in the resource section on the Disability Staff Network web page. So do keep an eye out on that. And I'll also post it on the Teams channel. So with no further ado, I'm going to hand over to Karen to let us know what Crohn's and colitis is. Thank you, Karen.
Hi. Hello, everybody. So we're going to be talking about Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. They are inflammatory bowel diseases, or IBDs, and they can be incredibly impactful on individuals, and they're a lifelong condition, which means you're always going to have it, but it doesn't always mean that you'll be unwell. Everyone is different, and for some people with Crohn's or colitis, they feel well most of the time. Other people can take a bit longer to find treatment that's right for them. So it's important that you know not everybody feels the same, and how you feel can change over time. So I think it'll be really good for you to know a few of the symptoms of Crohn's and colitis. So for example, cramping pains, they both conditions cause people to have very bad cramping pains at times. Frequent and urgent diarrhea. And sometimes that's with got blood and quite thick liquid mucus in it. People that have Crohn's and colitis very often have swollen joints, mouth ulcers, and they feel very tired because they have a lack of iron, which, you know, anemia is a huge one of the big symptoms of these types of conditions, of weight loss, as you can imagine, and not wanting to eat. And other things that you may not even think about in terms of how will a bowel condition, but inflamed eyes. And it's really important that people understand that not everybody will have all of these symptoms, and not everybody will have them all the time. But at some time when they're in relapse with Crohn's and colitis, they will go through some of these conditions. I just would like to say, though, please don't confuse IBDs with IBS. They're not the same at all. And they are very different conditions that need very different treatments. And so just for the purpose of this podcast, we're talking about Crohn's and colitis. So I've sort of given you an idea of some of the symptoms, but how does that affect people? Well, of course, it will affect people in very different ways. But for a lot of people, they get very stressed and anxious during relapse. And if you can imagine that they've got frequent and urgent diarrhea, if you imagine that in the workplace, you know, having to keep literally dashing to the toilet. And sometimes you can be in there for a very, very long time. And if people don't know or understand the conditions, they don't know you've got it, or they don't understand the conditions. For some people, that can be really impactful on their emotional well-being. You know, when we talked about the menopause, we talked about emotional well-being. But this is another, these are two other conditions that really have a massive impact on mental health. And the stress and the strains of these conditions can be really, really difficult for people. They get depression. It's very common for people that have got bowel conditions to get depressed. And it can cause some really quite complicated some life-threatening complications at times. So don't just think, oh, someone's got diarrhea, oh, that's fine, because it can be a lot more impactful than that. Imagine that you're working with these conditions. How will that affect you? So most people with IBDs manage their conditions very well, and there's very little impact for the majority of the time. But if you think about some of the symptoms that we've talked about, so these are some of the concerns that people have. Access to suitable toilet facilities at very short notice at some times. Embarrassment about the smells and sounds, because that's a very common feature of their condition, and particularly if they're in relapse and they're having going through a really hard time with it. So privacy and confidentiality, not wanting to talk. Who wants to talk about their bowels? Very few people, I can tell you that, even in the NHS. So I think it's useful that people have an understanding of the impact that it has on individuals, for those of you that have never even heard of Crohn's or colitis.
Thank you, Karen. I think there were just two things for me just to clarify. So you talked about two acronyms, IBD and IBS.
Yeah.
Just wondering if you can just explain what the difference is between those two.
So irritable bowel disease, like Crohn's and colitis, is very different to irritable bowel syndrome. So irritable bowel syndrome is just, please don't misunderstand when I say just, because it affects people as well. So, but it's differences in how often they go to the toilet, whether they've got diarrhea or whether they're constipated. And so that in itself is, can be, you know, horrendous to be going through that while you're at work. But IBDs, irritable bowel, it causes a lot more symptoms. There's a lot more symptoms. They get ulcers in their bowel. It's much more painful. And some of the knock-on effects of that in terms of their health are very different to irritable bowel syndrome.
So we really are, from a workplace perspective, and talking about some potentially quite significant reasonable adjustments that would have to be thought about.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, sort of the hybrid working model that we have now is probably a, you know, great help to people who suffer from colitis.
Yeah, it certainly can be. If people are in relapse. So I, interestingly, I've got a granddaughter that's got Crohn's, and my sister's got ulcerative colitis, and they benefit greatly from being able to work from home when they're in relapse, because they would much rather be using their own facilities when they're going through this, and having somebody knocking on the door at work. You've been in there for an hour, because that can be what happens to people, you know, and it's not easy when you're going through these sort of relapses that people have. And because very often they're well for the majority of the time, so when they're unwell, people have forgotten, they don't understand, you know, what's going on. And so, again, it's about having these conversations. It's another taboo subject. It's another thing nobody wants to talk about. Bowel noises and diarrhea and blood in the stool and things like that. People don't want to talk about it. But actually, we need to talk about it. We need to normalise these conversations so that people can feel confident. Although there will be still people for a range of different reasons that will never discuss it.
You talk about different complications, different effects. So it can lead to other things. What other things could it lead to, Karen?
Well, so for example, the absorption of the food that you're eating. You know, if there's an issue around absorption of vitamins and, you know, nutrients and things like that. So for some people, they have deficiencies in particular vitamins, and they're not taking in the nutrients. So that in effect has another knock-on effect to their health, you know. So very much as I said at the beginning, with all of these things that we're going to be talking about in the taboo subject, the symptoms have, they're interlocked. So if you've got this symptom, and then you will, some often get that symptom as well. I'm not a doctor, so I can't break it down for you, in medical terms. But what I can tell you is that, people, can be in hospital with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's. And my granddaughter had part of her bowel removed when she was very young, about 9. So, some people have to have, colostomy bags. You know, this isn't something that, is just about somebody that has to nip to the toilet 5 or 6 times in the day and might be in there for an hour at one point. This can be really, really life changing, having, ulcerative colitis or Crohn's.
Yeah. I think colostomy bags could be another podcast at some point. Certainly, something that we should go into. Also, I've heard about diverticulitis. Do you know? Yeah. Is that part of these conditions?
Yes, it's a bowel condition, you know. So yes, anything that falls into the bowel area will have similar symptoms as the ones that we've just talked about for Crohn's and colitis. And for the purpose of this, we were just narrowing it down to Crohn's and colitis. But when you think about, as Chris mentioned, about the adjustments, these adjustments will benefit people that have diverticulitis, IBS, but also for all of us, you know, having the right facilities and the right support in place for everybody is what a good employer should be doing.
Karen, thank you. As always, the reasonable adjustments do rely on people feeling comfortable and confident to be able to say absolutely that these things affect them and how they affect them in a way that they do, and what they might need to reasonably adjust to continue to be able to do their role and their jobs in a meaningful way. So it's given me lots of things to think about. I think it's something that I know very little about. I would probably pose that not many people will know about these conditions in the depth that you've just talked about. So thank you very much for letting us know. I hope you found this podcast interesting. I hope you listen to us again very soon. We'll be putting stuff out again, hopefully next time, maybe a little bit about autism again. And neurodiversity. So we'll be inviting Karen to that again. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll speak to you soon. Thank you and goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Cheers. Bye.